Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on my NASA flow, anything not hip-hop has to go, like a star in the dark sky, I have to glow, and yes, you have to know, that's the reason I'm here, and yes, I'm making it clear, that I'm anti-gravity, filled to capacity, talking about the venue, next on the menu, styles unlimited, so that you can benefit, rappers gonna have a fit, I don't give a damn of it, 30 years of planning it, I'ma put it in your brain, meet the high priest, no other the same, got the flyest rap name, and my skills are impeccable. Other MCs, man, they are truly laughable. They wanna cry and see my motivation die. They call me whack, but that is just a blatant lie. I never run dry, that is why they trippin'. Old school player, but I'm still galactic pimpin'. G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C. Tired of this whackness all around me. Straight OG and my fifth hand strong. So I'ma put it down on this hip-hop song. I'm just G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C. Tired of this whackness all around me. T-D-H-B from the days of way back. Never left the game, so who's the fan? Now I keep it macaroni like shells and cheese. And I'll still bump rock the bells if I please. I need all the ugly people to let me hear a pin drop. If you're confused, you don't know real hip-hop. I gotta speak on it, so put a freak on it. Most rappers on the beat will sound weak on it. And while the stuff's stuttering, I'm just thundering. Internet followers all just wondering how the hell I'm not a household name. Cause I wouldn't sell my soul for that 2-bit fame. I got industry flame. If I get 30 listens, that's 30 people who know I'm on a mission. They tell 30 more coming through the back door. You won't be playing that whack rap no more. I make a crowd roar, haters all tripping. Old school playing, but I'm still galactic pimping. G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C. Tired of this whackness all around me. Straight OG and my pimp hand strong. So I'ma put it down on this hip-hop song. I'm just G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C. Tired of this whackness all around me. T-D-H-B from the days of way back. Never left the game, so who's the man? That would be I, said the fly guy. And I'ma be doing this till I'm sky high. One love, real hip-hop forever. Peace. Cyber World. Once again, we welcome you to another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of one of the realest, most authentic, most animated, fun, exciting, just, you know, man, you know how we get down on TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground veteran, Faith the High Priest. And that's me, and what's good? Happy Sunday to you. A second show for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? We just had DJ Johnny Juice from Public Enemy yesterday. That was a lot of fun. Tonight, oh my goodness, 414. It's just a 414 extravaganza on the line, patiently waiting. A pioneering Milwaukee hip-hop DJ. DJ JDL in the building, man. I'm excited. I'm geeked. That's my homie. We're going to do the chapaganda. We're going to talk about old times, new times, in between times, beats and rhymes. You know what I'm saying? Standing in line. It's like that. Ha ha. Yes, sir. Top of the hour. You know, I got to start off with a little promo. Brand new track. It's about 8 hours old, man. You know how I get it in. That's the sound of yours truly, Galactic Pimpin'. You know what I'm saying? We got to put it down, and this is how it just all goes down. You know, I work a 9-to-5, man. I work 6 days a week. On the seventh day, I'm doing music. You know what I'm saying? I got 13 times like a Jamaican, man. Never stop. Never stop, man. I'm still doing it. Ending, wrapping up the birthday weekend. I'm 46, man. Still doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to push until 50, go to the 50, might retire. We'll see. We'll see in another election term. So, yeah, man, just share a little bit with you about this track I just pulled off. You know, I needed a beat. I needed a beat. This was something that somebody sent me last November. Somebody sent me a beat that somebody else had made. You know, I had to murder it. I just had to do, I don't know, you know, humbly, a little something. A little something, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, we just try to do the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, thanks for listening. Appreciate you tuning in as always. This is the 91st episode of TDR Radio. Over 4,500 listens, over 4,700 profile views, man. I appreciate all the love. We're going to be hitting that 100 mark real soon here, man. So keep listening. Going to keep having some fun. Real quick here on some industry news. Late breaking. You know, I got to voice my opinion. That's how it is, man. VMAs tonight, Nicki Minaj just went in on Miley Cyrus, called her a bitch, called her out. I just think the whole thing is just kind of ridiculous, man. You know, I'm just, again, old school dude. I'm from the days when MTV, Yo MTV Raps, they actually played music. They actually had a lot of talented, quality individuals on there, man. Things have just changed so much. I'm just not a big fan of the award shows, and you could actually check this. It might get pulled from YouTube because of the copyrights, but you can just check it out, man. You know, see the antics that are going on in today's music industry, man. These people are just making millions of dollars and just at each other's throats. I think it's pretty comical, actually, if you ask me. That's my opinion, and I am sticking to it. Again, calling in from my city tonight. He's across town. We're both in the 414. DJ JDL. Let's see what's popping with the big homie. JDL, what's good, man?
What's good, man? What's good, Hollywood? What's up, bro?
What's happening? How you doing? What's good,
I'm
homie?
Doing
what's
good,
up,
man? You?
Aw, man. You know, I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? Just made it another year on this planet.
Happy
you
birthday.
Know, mid-40s. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very kindly. You know, wrapping up the birthday weekend, I was just going to add before I brought you in. You know, the older you get, the longer you got to celebrate it because, you know, you just.
That's right.
I mean, knock on wood, you know, I hope to be around for a while, but you never know. So, I know people that celebrate their birthday all week. I know people that celebrate their birthday all week long. So, just we had to do at least the weekend thing, man. So, hey, man, certainly appreciate you joining me. I feel like, you know,
pleasure to be here.
It's, you know, it's a beautiful thing when I can, you know, when I have one of my peeps on the show, one of my peers, one of my fellow, just, you know, man, one of my homies. So, hey, do me a favor, man, for my listeners out there, for people that might not be aware, for the folks across the globe, across the continent, across the pond, you know what I'm saying? Please introduce yourself and formally tell us about DJ JDL.
Oh, man, JDL, DJing, hip-hop head from the beginning, pretty much, early, late 70s, early 80s, just hip-hop till I drop. I mean, in a nutshell, wow, I don't even know where to begin.
It's a lot. Wow. It's you know, saying
yeah,
you loved
it's,
it.
It's
like MC
yeah.
Chat. You love to hear the story again and again.
Again and again. Word. Yep.
Yes, sir.
A lot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I really don't. I really don't.
So let's just, you know. How did you start, man? Was your first foray into hip hop DJing? Did you get? Is that the first thing you did? And what made you want to start getting on the tables?
It was always records and DJing. Always, never rhyming, dancing. Actually, it was drill teams in the late 70s, early 80s. But that was a little bit of dabbling. But mostly, it was just DJing, records. Always records. The music, you know, being in control of
it. I was just going to say, you got to give it up to the old school drill teams in Milwaukee that were doing it. Shout out to Mac Funk.
Mac Funk, Pro Funk, All day. You know, they just had a reunion like a week ago.
Really?
Yes.
Where was
my
this
man
at?
Just hit me
I
about
he
that.
Told
yep,
me.
They, I know it was kind of DL, but it was promoted a little. It could have been promoted a little bit better, but yeah, they just had a reunion.
Where was it?
This was at a spot called Best Friends Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And pretty well attended. A lot of old heads.
Were they dancing? Were they actually like drumming and shit?
Nah.
Were they
right. It wasn't really no show or anything. It was just a get together.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to it, but if I'm still rapping
right.
at 46, they could still be, you know what I'm saying? They could still be, you know,
right.
up there getting it in. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing.
Yeah.
A little different, though. A little different, the physical, you know what I'm saying? I just stand at a microphone. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. So, man, you know, early Milwaukee hip-hop memories, man. You know, I mean, what are some of the things that stick? You know, I mean, I always tell people this is a city that hasn't got its due, that has as much historical value to hip-hop as New York, L.A., any major metropolitan, whatever, hip-hop, you know, we should be there.
Right, and you know as well as I know that whenever it was going on around those areas was pretty much happening here.
Right.
And back then it was happening here. Just not, like you said, it didn't get the recognition. Nobody really knew about it. Small town walk. I mean, people knew about Chicago, but they never really, you know, knew we were on the map, literally sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So, way back. Showing our age, but I'm proud of it.
I mean, the whole theme of my show is like keeping it real and being authentic. So I'm not one of those people that shies away from it. You know, I said, sometimes I think that, you know, there's probably people half my age that think I'm silly. I'm like, hey, you better hope that you have the passion to still want to do this when you get to be my age, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's how I look at it. God bless them.
Yeah.
You know, but you gotta. If you do it for a couple of decades and you still want to do it, you know, hey, holler at me. Holler at me when I'm 60 and you're 40. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Again, knock on wood that I still be here. So yeah, man. So what were some of the earliest spots that you started DJing at, man?
Oh my goodness! Back then it was house party days. Wasn't really no spot. This was house parties. Other than a select few people, I mean, most people I knew or I was with, it was all house parties. So you're talking like high schools and even before that, talking middle school, you know. Or unless you had like gatherings in like Lincoln Park, McGovern Park, the pavilions, and all of these parks, you know. But we were happy to go home with what, $10, $20?
Right.
You know, wow. The bigger spots, that didn't really happen to my knowledge, at least from where I'm sitting, to like the late 80s. You know, late 80s, early 90s. But for me, it was the house parties, literally people's houses, basements, attics, living rooms even. You know what I'm saying? So, and wow, some of the best parties
ever. I remember the basement parties. You know, I just got to share this one, man. I did a high school basement party where I DJed it with a double cassette boombox and an auxiliary cord coming out of the headphone jack.
What you know about that?
Man, and to make it so janky, and I did it with tapes that I dubbed off of like MSE and shit, man. Like,
My goodness.
And I did that shit, and I rocked it. And I rocked it, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So mixing because I'm – but I, you know, man, those little segues and little just whatever, man. You know, this is late 80s.
You worked it out with what you had, you know.
Right.
And, you know, nobody I knew had, like, top-of-the-line equipment like that, you know, not that early on. just little kids, basically.
That's another thing I was going to ask you and throw at you, man, is that did you start off on 1200s or did you
no.
graduate to 1200s?
No.
Okay.
First turntables were like in-home component systems with like little
right.
switches. You know, phono off switch. That was the mixer, the on and off switch. And then it became, wow. I want to say I had some cheap Gemini belt drives. And then it became, you remember the 17, 18, 13, 1400s with the dial
pitch? Yes.
It was those. I don't think I got a 1200 until the late 80s.
See, people don't know the. I was gonna say, I'm like, I wonder if this fucking cat ever had any belt drives. You know, I'm like, people don't know the pain. People don't know the roads that we have traveled, man. In this early hip hop, you know, trying to mix with some belt drive turntables. Exactly.
So you really had to be on top of your game to make, you know. Belt drive.
Right. You had to like make up for the, you know, you had to make up for the lag of the belt. You know what I'm saying? You had to.
Yeah. You know how people used to put pennies on the needle?
Yes.
We used to put pennies in the belts and underneath the wheel, you know, just to make things work. So you just worked with what you, you know, you did the best with what you had, put it like that. Nobody had to just get up and go buy 1200s, you know, or let alone even knew about them.
I'm going to say, people just from going to that to, like, you know, today's equipment to where, you know, they automatically sync songs and songs are automatically based on beat and BPMs match up. And right. Basically, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So people just... People don't know. So, man, yes, it's a beautiful thing, man, going down the cherished. It's like the streets of old Milwaukee. It's like the museum. You know, we just need the old lady in a rocking chair, basically. You know, I guess I'm the old man in my recliner. the equivalent of it, man. Hey, while I got you here, man, we're going to go into a little bit of music. You know, I don't know if you ever heard this one, man. This is something I did. I want your opinion on this when we come back. It's just this little jazzy piano sample that I threw together. Check it out. And
yes,
listeners out there, you know, hey, I dabble in this production too, man. So you are in tune to TDR Radio, Thief the High Priest, DJ JDL, 414 is in the building. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. TDR Radio. We're back. That's a little production by the kid on the ASR X Pro. I like to call it the Red Devil, you know what I'm saying?
You feeling that, JDR? How you like that?
Yeah, I'm feeling that, man, all day. All day. I was going to ask you about the science behind that.
Do you happen to know? Do you happen to know who the sample is?
No. If I were to guess, I would say Young Holt Unlimited.
Actually, a little piece of Jack McDuff moon rapping.
Oh, word.
Yes, sir. Yes. You know, man, unless you know, I'll break it like what I remember, man. I made this, I don't know, man. It's got to be going on. That's got to be like seven. That piece got to be like 7 or 8 years old, man. I think I took that piano break was from a part of off of moon rapping. And,
yep.
And then, like, took a conga break from somewhere and just sampled that beat, and I think I put some drums over it and just, you know. I figured, you know, man, that's kind of in the vein of something that JDL would put together, so that's why I put
that. Oh, yeah. You know what? Hearing that took me back to, oh, man, the what was the name of that show on Channel 14? I'm taking it back for people who remember them days. The Mental Fitness Zone.
Yeah, man. P.I. Double, where are you? Double, where are you, man? Yeah, that's the Mental Fitness Zone. I wish somebody there, you know, man, I would love to see some of those old episodes, man.
I know somebody with some of that footage, but it's hard getting a hold of it.
Right, you know, so that's, they got some of that stuff on the VHS tape somewhere, man, you know.
Word.
They find that, they'll find, you know, some of the lost tapes I did for Pitt and probably some of the stuff you did, too.
Don't get me started, man.
You know, I was thinking, man, like, honestly, before the show came on, you know, man, a hip-hop friendship is something that can... That can stand the test of time. And also, you know, man, I just put it like this. Like, we met, you know, JDL and myself met through a rapper that we both had, you know, we both had produced at one time, a guy by the name of Professor Pitt, who, you know, dabbled in some things for a long time. He lived in Milwaukee, moved out to Los Angeles, and I think it's safe to assume that you have not heard from him for quite some time as well.
MIA.
The guys at MIA, we both at one time had, you know, very, you know, involving relationships with this guy, very talented individual.
Yes.
And we both did production for this guy. He went on and is MIA. And, you know, we're still here. You know, we're here on the radio show reminiscing about old times. And, you know, you're still doing your
there's
thing.
There's a whole album that me and him did. That never saw the light of day, and he's the only one with the tapes. I still got all the, you know, the joints and the beat machines and whatnot, but he's the only one with the tapes. So I'm really trying to get a hold of him.
It's amazing. You know, I go to his face. I like this Facebook page. I see he hasn't posted in I don't know how long, man. So you know, and you know, like, he had come into town a few years ago on a humbug when I got dropped from this label and was having some financial issues, and out of nowhere, he comes banging on my door like the police, like he's famous for, like he's pounding on his baby mama's door or something, you know what I'm saying, and hooked me up with a dude, some rich dude that he was dealing with who bought a track for me for $500. I paid my rent, part of my rent with it that month, man.
Wow.
Just, you know, it just, you know, and then I have not seen him since then. You know, right, incredible, man. P.I. Double, God bless you, man.
Wow.
Right,
crazy,
man.
Crazy.
Right, you know.
That's
incredible,
Pitt,
man.
That's Pitt
all day. Hey, man, so I got to, you know, let's fast forward. Let's actually come into 2015 here, man.
Okay.
What's good? Friday back to Highbury.
Oh, man, still busy doing Highbury, still DJing a little bit of here and there, you know, one-offs, whatever. Still doing production, still making stuff with younger, aspiring talent. Staying busy. Keeping
my
nose
to it. It's beautiful, man. You know, It's obviously, you know, good to still have a friendship with you. Good to, you know, when I come out of the fortress of solitude every, you know, blue moon and come out, you know, when I make it down for an hour somewhere, man, once in a while, you know, man, it's good to see you. And I do want to let you know, man, that you're doing, you know, man, you do a great job to this day, man. Your DJing is seamless. You have some great selections that you play. And this is not blowing smoke in any shape, form, or fashion. This is just, you know, I don't think I've told you up to this point that, you know, man, I think it's still good to get encouragement from your peers, and you're doing a great job out there, and I congratulate you, and I love to see it, man. And, you know, I'm thinking about coming down Friday. You know, here's my situation, man. I work an early morning shift Saturday, but, you know, man, it's close to the crib. I never stay long anyway. That's just how I am.
Right.
So you never know. I might pop down there, and what I'm trying to get Too Tough Tony to come down. I'm trying to meet up
word.
With Too Tough. I ain't seen Too Tough Tony since like 86. Like, we're not
word.
Great friends, but we have a mutual respect for each other. So we were on a post, some Bobby Tanzio post that Steve Watkins, you know, had up, man, and Todd came on, and Todd, you know, I was telling him, I was like, hey, I want to get with Too Tough. I was, you know, me and Too Tough were, you know, chopping up a little bit and say, we got to get together sometime soon. He's like, yeah, very soon. And then Todd pops up, he's like, Friday at the Highbury? So you never know, man. If not this
word.
Friday, you know, I'm gonna definitely try to make it this Friday. But, you know, I'm hoping in the near future that me and Too Tough Tony can break some bread down there, man.
That would be real incredible. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. Really
fantastic,
incredible.
Man. Well, you
yes,
know
sir.
What, man? My goodness. As you know what, man, these half-hour shows really go quick, especially when I'm really enjoying myself and have a great guest that I've enjoyed the conversation.
Oh, we just have to do a part two and part three.
man, you're always welcome, man. You know, you're always welcome.
Appreciate
so remember
it,
that.
Man.
And, just,
appreciate
and next
it,
time, you know, next time, you know, I hate to hog up the three music slots on the board here. So next time, man, dig up some
stuff. Oh, next time I'm coming with
you. I just, you know, I know we had a lot to talk about, so I wasn't tripping, man. So, again, I appreciate you taking time out. You know, more than likely, I'll see you Friday. And if not, I'll see you a Friday in the not-too-distant future, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you have been tuned in to TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, DJ JDL, Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County till they down me, baby. You already know. Out of here
word.
Tonight with a TDHP remake, LL Cool J, I'm back. This is how it's going down, man. Make sure to join me next week. Who's joining? Taria Songbird Orko on Sunday. This is going to be a good one too, man. So, as always, imparting, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music. Right about now, center stage on the mic, feature high priest, redoing another classic. It's the sounds of LL Cool J, and he's too bad for you, understand? No rapper can rap quite like I can. I'll take a muscle-bound man and put his face in the sand. Not the last mafioso, I'm a MC cop. Make you say, go, high priest, and do the wop. If you think you can outrhyme me, yeah, boy, I bet. Cause I ain't met another rapper who can do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better, my rhymes are good. I got a gold name plate that says I wish you would. And when rap begins, then I gotta join in. And before my rhyme is over, you know I'm a win. Thief dog has arrived, so you better make way. Ask anybody in the crowd, they say, oh, G don't play. Sparring competition, that's my hobby and job. I don't wear a disguise because I don't owe the mob. Got a pinpoint rap that makes you feel trapped. So many girls on my dock, I think my phone is fast. I'm bad. Icing on
I'm a soldier at war, making sure you don't try to battle me no more. Got concrete rhymes been rapping for 10 years, and even when I'm bragging, I'm being sincere. MC can't win, I make them rush like 10. They call me Jaws, my head is like a shark's fin. Because I'm bad as can be, got my voice on rack. Some brothers think he's making records, now we must have relaxed. I couldn't, shouldn't, and it'll stay that way. The best rapper you've heard from back in the day. Kamikaze, take a look at what I've done. Used to rock in my bass, but now I'm number one. Ain't can happen on time, never standing on line. You wanna try me? First you better learn how to rhyme. I'm the pinnacle, that means I reign supreme. And I'm notorious, I'll crush you like a jelly bean. I'm bad. I eliminate punks, cut them up in chunks. You assume you heard me and your ego shrunk. I'm devastating, I'm so good it's a shame. Cause I eat rappers like a cannibal, they call me insane. I'm as strong as a bull, of course you know I have pull. I enjoy what I'm doing, plus I'm paid in full. Not buckaroo bonsai, but busting out as I say the kind of rhymes that make MCs wish that I die. Never retire or put my mic on the shelf. The baddest rapper in the history of rap itself. Not bitter or mad, just proving I'm bad. You wanna hit, give me an hour plus a pen and a pad. MCs retreat, cause they know I can beat them and eat them in a battle, and the riff won't cheat them. I'm the baddest, taking out all rookies. So forget Oreos, eat high priest cookies. I'm bad. Never, ever, no, never, never wearing no Levi's. Battle me, why try? I'll treat you like a stepchild, so tell mommy bye-bye. Current MCs and I'ma never get whipped. When I retire, I'll get worshipped like an old battleship. Deep dog, I'm bad. Other rappers know when I enter the center, they say, yo, yo, there he go. My paycheck's large, Mr. Bogart in charge. Not a puncher or a hunter from a raccoon lodge. The original Todd, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pod. You're an avid, I'm noble when I decide. From my tongue, not a till of a hun, but I'm Truler's son. My vocals exact, like rack and pinion and a jag. You try to brag, you get your rhymes from a grab bag. No good scavenger, catfish, vulture. My tongue's a chisel when this competition sculpture. I'm bad, bringing you the classics. Speak to High Priest. Shout out to Ladies Love Cool J. James Todd Smith, one of the best to ever touch the mic. Pioneer from back in the day. We out of here, man. Peace.